of Route 1, 1,220 feet northwest of Road 273, being units B, D, F, and H within Rehoboth Crossing Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Mike Sabatoni, 17283, Leland Way, Bronx.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Good evening. Heidi Balliette with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here with Mike Sabatoni, who's one of the production managers at Ryan Homes. And our request this evening is for a variance for a multi-unit building in Rehoboth Crossing. This is an 8-unit townhouse condominium structure. It's the townhouse-style structures that are 3 stories in height. The building itself has staggered units, and what I mean by that is one unit is set at a certain threshold, and then each unit is either set back by 2 feet or more, and then they stagger the building, sort of like a zigzag. And you'll see that from the drawing, which should be in the record. One of the effects of zigzagging is you potentially can have the effect of mismeasurements. And with this building, they relied on engineering to give them specific measurements for the building, and unfortunately, they have setbacks for 4 of the 8 units for the decks that are on the rear. One of the misapplications is Section 183 of the code says that you can have at least a 5-foot encroachment of a deck into the rear setback. We believe that's what happened with this engineer, with the calculations. Of course, these decks only encroach by 2 feet, maybe. I think one is 2.1 feet. But we believe that's where the error occurred, is that they thought they could go 5 feet into the rear setback. And then the discovery occurred when everything was complete that there was actually the encroachment. That's why we're here this evening, is we're here to ask for forgiveness and in light of the fact that it is an exceptional hardship at this point because everything is complete and it was not due to the creation of the applicant. They relied on the engineer to take them to completion. The building will not alter the essential character of the community. All the buildings are built the same, and so this is not so out of character that it's going to alter any of the values or the look in the community. And this actually is the minimum variance requested to afford relief. So we are asking for approval of our request. And if you have any further questions, we can answer those for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman? Mr. Henson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there was a letter in the file in favor of.
Oh, thank you. The record state, one in favor. Excuse me. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,057, as I don't feel it'll affect the general character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,057. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Case number